Dan Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, a filmmaking duo collectively known as Daniels, call their new action dramedy Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Critic Bob Mondello says he has never heard a more accurate title.
Evelyn Wang has a lot on her plate, running a laundromat, running interference between a traditional Chinese father, an untraditional lesbian daughter, and a husband holding a divorce petition that she might have seen coming if she'd stopped moving long enough to see it coming. Not to mention she's organizing a Chinese New Year's party, so small wonder her mind wanders.
Hello!
During her IRS audit.
Look, I'm sure you have a lot on your mind, but I cannot imagine anything mattering more than the conversation we are now having concerning your tax liability.
I know. I am paying attention.
Evelyn says that, but she's still thinking about how her husband, Wayman, pulled her into a janitor's closet just before the audit.
Evelyn, I'm not your husband.
Okay, he sure looks like her husband, but he says he's Wayman from another universe, and that
across the multiverse, I've seen thousands of Evelyns.
Evelyns whose skills and memories she can access to help combat an evil spreading among the multiverse's many verses.
And you may be your only chance of stopping it.
Which is a lot to process.
Very busy today. No time to help you.
You can see why she's distracted. What you can't see, on the radio at least, is what the distraction looks like. And as Daniels Kwan and Scheinert picture it, it is deliriously visual, like a swirling, wildly inventive 2-hour music video with dialogue in 3 languages, rapid motion effects, shifting aspect ratios, as Evelyn learns to multiverse hop in pursuit of, well, of her best self, maybe? She has lots of selves to choose from.
This doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it does. The gist of the film's multiverse is that every time you make a choice from who to marry to what to have for breakfast, there's an alternate universe in which you made a different choice, and the sum of those different choices makes a different you.
I need to find the right Evelyn.
No, no, wait!
So when Evelyn, who's played by martial arts star Michelle Yeoh, starts hopping around, she discovers the Evelyn she would have been if she hadn't, say, left China with the boyfriend her dad didn't like to start a California laundromat, and instead grew up to be a glamorous Asian movie star, not unlike Michelle Yeoh.
Think about it.
And her husband, Wayman, who looks like a grown-up version of that adorable kid who played Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, because he is that kid grown-up, Kei-Hui Kwan, is in our universe a sweet, googly-eye-obsessed, fanny-pack-wearing dweeb, and in other universes a martial arts master who clobbers hitmen with his fanny pack.
Okay, sir, that's enough.
A kickboxing Evelyn is the one who clobbers the IRS auditor played by Jamie Lee Curtis, or in another universe, marries her.
I can see where this story is going. It does not look good.
There is also a universe in which humans have hot dog fingers, one with raccoon chefs, the Daniels seem to love variations on Pixar's Ratatouille, and one where a character says, the bagel will show you the true nature of things, and you think, of course, the everything bagel.
The universe is so much bigger than you realize.
All in the name of family, love, healing, and most of all, kindness.
I just want to be here with you.
There is so much that is so flat-out affirmative in Everything Everywhere All at Once that even when the madness starts to feel less like chaos theory than chaos practical, the film is still as encouraging as it is on point. Life in 2022, just think about the stories you've heard today on this show, is overwhelming. How great to be overwhelmed and amused and comforted by everything, everywhere, all at once. I'm Bob Mondello.